And then you also had to pick the microcontroller. Maybe you could talk about how you picked a microcontroller that was light, and it was quite a simple. It's quite a simple real time operation. It's not safety critical or anything, and there's no danger. There's no high voltage. So you could just pick a cheap, like, commercial microcontroller. You only really needed like 4 or 5 I/O ports on it. So you picked a nice, simple, cheap controller because it was light, it was cost-effective, and it performed the capabilities that you needed. You then had to familiarise yourself with the language, design what the software would do, what the logic would do, how the control would work, and you built all that up in the software. And then once you had the microprocessor programmed, you had to do a bit of electrical design. How are you going to take the low-voltage signals from the controller and control the motor? So you probably did a bit of thinking there, a bit of design work to make sure you didn't damage the motor, didn't damage the microcontroller, or didn't overload the power supply, or whatever. And then you eventually will have done the manufacturing, got it all built, put the microcontroller on the vehicle with the power supply and the motors and the lights. And then I guess you would have done a little bit of testing where you would have ran some code, maybe some test code that just turned the lights on or just span the motors. And you slowly built it up to the point where you had a full working product. And then you use your product, and what you did at the end was you went back to your requirements at the start, which we said has a headlight, can move 10 meters in 10 seconds, and you fulfilled those requirements. And that is a full engineering life cycle. So you've taken, start with some requirements, gone through down selection of how you get, like a down selection of components, concept design of the components, the detailed design with the software hardware integration, and actually how you're gonna attach the motor to the wheels and all that stuff. Then you went into the manufacturing phase where you put it all together and load all the software onto the vehicle, and then you went through a testing phase, and then at the end of it you did some validation to make sure that your finished product met your requirements. So that's like a full engineering life cycle that we employ whenever we design products. And that is also what you need to say that you deployed when you did your car, even though you didn't. Even though you probably just sat down, wrote a bit of code, threw on the microcontroller that you'd had sat in the drawer for a few months, found a cardboard box off some cereal and just threw it all together and hacked it together. That's the reality. So the reality is you hacked some stuff together for a few hours in your bedroom. What the interviewer wants to hear is that you went through an engineering design process to make sure that everything was safe, everything worked, everything met its requirements, nothing got damaged, you didn't damage yourself, you didn't damage any components, you didn't waste any money by having to rebuy components, you didn't end up designing something that at the end had a design flaw, and maybe the chassis wasn't strong enough to hold the car, or the motor wasn't powerful enough to move the car. I guess if I was doing it, I'd just hope for the best and just go for it. I'm sure it'd be fine. But that's not what an engineering company want to hear. The engineering company want to hear that you thought of all the possible failure modes of the vehicle during the design process and designed them out. So by the time you'd assembled you spent your money and assembled your final product, it worked and it met the requirements.